Now listen to the first interview and answer questions 20 to 24.
Good morning, John. You've been in Japan for quite a long time now. What differences do you notice between the two countries?
I find people are much busier in Japan. They seem to work the whole day, from Monday to Saturday, even in summer.
Oh.
It's very, very humid and hot, and you need to take showers 3 times a day.
Yes, it's cooler in England.
That's right. But in the north, it is much colder than England, especially in winter, minus 30 degrees centigrade. I've also found that Japan is much more mountainous than Britain, especially in the north. The mountains are much higher and much more rocky. They are very beautiful.
You like mountains?
Yes. As Japan is a mountainous country, the cities are more crowded and the houses are smaller. They don't have a lot of space.
Are there a lot of tall buildings in big cities?
No, not many. Because there are a lot of earthquakes in Japan. So in a way, it's more dangerous to live in Japan because of the earthquakes and the pollution.
Thank you, John.
Then the interviewer talks with Keiko, a Japanese girl from Osaka. She is studying in Britain. Listen to what she says about Britain. As you listen, answer the questions by writing no more than 3 words for each answer. First, look at questions 25 to 28. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 28.
Now let's talk with Keiko, a Japanese student studying in Britain. Hello, Keiko. How long have you been studying in Britain?
Hello. About 3 years.
So, what differences do you notice between the two countries?
Obviously, the biggest difference is the people. They are rather reserved, rather cold. But once you have made a friend, it's a friend for life. But it usually takes some time. I've got many English friends now. They are quite friendly and sincere.
Oh, good. What about their way of life?
Well, it's certainly more relaxed here. In Japan, people work a lot harder than you do. Our work always comes first. You have tea breaks that get longer and longer. It's the speed of life, really, that I find rather tiring.
What do you think of English food?
Well, English food is healthy. But I wouldn't like to have it every day. It's rather, I wouldn't say dull, but too bland for my taste.
What about the English weather?
It's very changeable. It's cooler here in summer. When the sun's shining, it's very pleasant indeed, with green parks, trees, very beautiful. I don't like winter in England. It is very depressing, especially when it drizzles. In fact, I love this country.
Thank you very much.
Now the interviewer talks with Peter, who is American but has been living in Britain for 7 years. Listen to what he says about Britain. As you listen, complete the notes by writing no more than 3 words in the space provided. First, look at questions 29 to 32. Now listen and answer questions 29 to 32.
Hello, Peter. You've been in Britain for quite a long time now.
Yes, for 7 years.
What do you think of the English weather?
Well, it's rather cloudy and depressing, but I like spring and autumn best. I think they are the loveliest time of the year.
And what about English food?
I think the English food is dull, and there is very limited selection of dishes. But there are many excellent restaurants serving food from almost every country in the world, such as Italian, French, Greek, Indian, Chinese food.
And what about the English people? How have you found them?
I find them very reserved and not very open. The English people intensely dislike social intercourse and do not like to talk actually to others about themselves or have any interest in knowing other people's business. If there are two people in a carriage in England, it is likely that each will read his own newspaper without exchanging a word.
How about in the United States?
Well, it's very different. We start conversations with people in the street, in the subway. We're a lot more enthusiastic and spontaneous than people here. But it seems, when you get to know them, they're very friendly. I've got many English friends now in England.
What about your impression of living here?
I think life's a lot easier and more efficient in the States. It's easier to make money and it's easier to spend it. Shops are open all the time over there. Here in England, you've got to race to reach the supermarket by 5:30. In the States, there are all sorts of services to make life easier. But I find life here safer and more relaxed. Americans work much harder than you do. For us, work is the most important thing in our lives. But to the English people, their private lives are important. Their holidays are important. You know, holidays seem to be longer here.
Well, I take it you have a pretty negative opinion of England.
You would think so from this interview, wouldn't you? No, in fact, I really love this country. I find life much more enjoyable. Maybe I've got into English habits and got used to the English way of life. You know, I go home once a year and always look forward to coming back here.
Okay, thank you.